Welcome to not another episode of Not Another Podcast. God damn, I can't do this fucking intro. This is the gag of the fucking podcast. Tyler, what's the fucking intro?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Not Another Freaking Podcast. I am the one that never fails at doing intros. I run the Clash at Carpet City. Unfortunately, not this year. T-Wa!
And I'm the one who fucks up the intro, and my name is Shane.
And I'm the bane of the comment section of misogynistic YouTube comments on baseball announced trailers. I'm Jake. But more on that later.
And then who's this guy?
A new challenger approaches.
The real podcast is here now.
Wow.
Oh, introduce yourself, dickhead.
I'm here to save the episode. It's Will Diamond.
The episode was already fucked.
Got that right.
glad you could show up, be a shining knight in white armor there, bud.
I knew y'all needed it. It's a sad week for all of us with the passing of Akira Toriyama. It's definitely one of those things that, I mean, we've all definitely noticed it throughout the years, but after seeing pretty much the entire planet collectively pay tribute, just seeing how much his influence touched every fucking facet of art.
Oh, sure.
Even in wrestling.
Yeah, I was about to say, even in wrestling, I mean, like this day and age, like what, 75-80% of wrestlers now, especially in the indies, had an effect from Dragon Ball Z. Anything that has Akira Toriyama's fingerprints on it. I, for one, am very grateful, not just for Dragon Ball Z, but for Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger, everything that he's had a hand in. Been a big part of my childhood, and I will always remember Toriyama-san. Arigato.
Okay. Dude, you go to any indie show and there's somebody that's doing a move named after something from Dragon Ball, or they've got something on their gear from Dragon Ball, or they're wearing a fucking Dragon Ball shirt. Like,
that's like every shindy wrestler's second merch design is a Dragon Ball knockoff design.
Yeah, hell, mine and Jake's moves were named after, our tag moves were named after moves from Dragon Ball Z, like Gotenks and Gohan, different things. And I just remember
that Jack of Shit Tiger Kid did that Dragon Ball bit.
Yeah, fuck that fucking sack of shit Tiger Kid.
Fuck Tiger Kid.
But even Tiger Kid has been, you know, influenced by Akira Toriyama.
Well, the cat's Japanese.
Yeah. But I remember going, when I was younger, when Toonami was on in the evening times, I would rush home to go do my chores, do my dishes, and get in there to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah. That was destination for after school, man. Toonami, like, we're going to see what the fuck's going on in the next episode of Dragon Ball, even though it was mildly infuriating when the previous episode was fucking 20 minutes of fucking talking and no one fought. They made you want to come back.
Listen, we have to give Goku our energy. It may take a few hours.
But yeah, like, I mean,
I get that like Dragon Ball is like the big influence thing, but like that dude did so much other shit. Like Tyler was saying, like with Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest, and then like,
I remember playing Chrono Triggers on my PS1. That was one of the first RPGs, that Final Fantasy. Those games were great. Dragon Quest was great.
Fuckload of Dragon Quest as a kid.
Do you guys remember the old, I think it was PS1 fighting game, I'm pretty sure Tyler remembers it, Tobal Number 1?
Yes.
He did all the artwork for Tobal. Like, it's like, he did so much shit. Like, he used to do artworks for, like, the boxes, the packaging for, like, model kits that you could buy over there and shit, because he was, like, he was a gearhead. You ever notice how, like, if you ever read any of the mangas, like anytime they showed like a car or some sort of piece of machinery, how much more detailed that shit was than the character models and shit in the game, like, or in the show or whatever. Like, dude was all over.
Also, one of the greatest examples of work smarter, not harder, and the whole reason he made Super Saiyan blonde is because he got lazy and tired of drawing their fucking hair.
And it saved printing money because he didn't have to use as much ink to make the hair black anymore.
Well, and especially if the other side of it is also their hair's now bigger too.
Like, right.
Could you imagine how much it would have cost on ink whenever they debuted 3?
Oh, Jesus.
That'd be crazy.
I just love how Cell was like a one season thing, really, because he hated drawing all the little parts of Cell.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, having drawn Cell, that shit is annoying.
Oh, sure.
But at the same time, Cell's one of the rawest fucking designs, especially first form Cell.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, he's the clash with his fucking editors and shit all the time. Like, 19 and 20 were supposed to be the only androids. And his editor was like, it's just a fat guy and an old man who's going to be scared of them. So he's like, fine. So he brings in 17 and 18, and they were like, well, they're just teenagers. Who's going to be scared of them? And he's like, fucking fine. And then he came up with Cell. It's like, so as he's writing the story, he's having to change it because his editor was being a dick to him.
Yeah, we owe a lot to Akira Toriyama.
Boy.
Especially us. I mean, because... Do what?
You said it wrong again.
God damn it.
Don't disrespect the good goddamn name of Akira Toriyama, sir.
Toriyama.
Say it with me, Shane. Tori?
I'm not saying it.
Tori?
Suck a dick.
Yama.
Suck a dick.
Put them together.
Toriyama. Anyways. Fun fact,
in Japanese, his name means bird mountain.
You what?
Toriyama.
Sorry, Japanese saying, for bird Jake, mountain.
What?
That Akira Toriyama was the biggest bird?
He certainly was. Did you ever see in the mangas when he would do like his like notes from the creator type thing, like Stan Lee used to do in the Marvel things? Like, he would draw himself sometimes as like a little bird. His studio was even called Bird Studio. So Bird Mountain. Well, there, I've educated everyone today.
I could imagine Toriyama making himself a golden condor. Like from Fort Condor from Final Fantasy VII, the PS1 version, not the bullshit that's out now.
Right.
No, there's a little doodle that he made of himself for one of the editorials where he's just explaining the writing process for Dragon Ball.
He's a little robot.
Yeah, he's just a little gremlin in his little goon cave with his dirty magazine, and he's like, I go in there, and then I don't do shit for 6 days straight. I just watch TV, read magazines, and go ride on my motorbike, and then on Sunday I realize I haven't done anything and I start crunching shit out for fucking 12 hours straight. And then by the time it's noon the next day, I've completed my 3 chapters to submit.
Which is also, like, he's from that school of manga where he was the only guy working on it.
Mm-hmm. He was the only guy writing it and drawing it and inking it.
Yeah, it's not like those dudes like now where they have these massive studios where there's 400 people working on a, you know, monthly manga or whatever. It was just him by himself. But don't think this is going to be the end of the shit. You know, he hasn't been writing or drawing it for years now. There's this dude, Toyotaro.
Toyotaro, and there's another guy. But Toyotaro's been, like, Super is the real test run of like, let's see what you can do with my shit.
Yeah,
because he gave him an outline and then all the beat by beat stuff he fleshed out for Toriyama.
Yep.
And I mean, they've already got enough with the manga that they could easily do a couple more arcs. But I kind of wanted them to just go ahead and cut the cord on everything, but given how well he's handled Super already, one has to assume that this was something that they had already been kind of planning for. Obviously not for happening this soon, but they obviously had to have been laying in that groundwork.
But Toyotaro got the fucking job because he was doing doujins. Like, he was doing fan art and fan stories on his own, and he could perfectly mimic Toriyama's art style, which is not an easy style to fucking do. And they was like, give this kid a job. Like, come on. And he worked a lot of his, like, fan fiction stories into what Super is now.
And I still stand by Super. Like, the Tournament of Power is the penultimate Dragon Ball arc.
It really is.
It is.
I do have faith in how he'll handle Dragon Ball going forward, because a lot of people are already doom and glooming of, oh, it's going to be another GT. First of all, GT was not that bad. Y'all are dorks. And secondly,
agree. Co-signed.
Secondly, we've already seen what minimal Toriyama involvement is like with Super. So I'm hopeful.
Well, see, that's the difference between GT and Super.
Sick.
No, that's the difference between GT and Super, bud. Super had no anything on that.
No, you got that backwards, Bubba. Super, he's actually involved in GT. He had nothing to do with.
No, GT, that's what I meant. GT, he had no involvement in it, and it was ass.
But all story beats and all character designs had to have been approved by him. That's where people get that crossed up. Like, they had to get approval from him to do any story beats or any character changes. Like, he's the one that designed the Super Saiyan 4 look. Like, they're like, we're going to do a new one. What's it going to look like? And he's like, okay. So he drew it out and he sent it in.
Yeah, but Super Saiyan 4 and fucking the dragons were about the only thing that was like, oh, okay.
The Shadow Dragon story was badass.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but Baby Vegeta and all that other shit was fucking ass.
No, Baby Arc was awesome.
Super 17 was fucking cool.
Super 17 was fucking sick.
The Shadow Dragons also fucking ruled, but
that one to me was just, it had some really sick fights, but that was it for the Shadow Dragon arc.
No, the story was cool though, because they all came about from the selfish wishes that were being used. Each dragon represented some sort of a selfish wish.
It's something I kind of want to see them re-explore in Super, because it's a really sick concept, but I felt like it definitely needed a bit more time in the oven. I feel like they didn't really explore it enough before they were just like, all right, Gogeta time.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm hopeful for it. I don't think they're going to do anything crazy drastic with it, because I'm sure Toriyama probably already had a rough outline for where the next few arcs would go.
I wonder if this is going to open up them doing a fucking live action, and I'm already like rolling my eyes on that.
Oh, I guarantee you it will.
I do not.
And it'll be Netflix that does it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
There's still a bad taste in my mouth from the last one.
They ruined Cowboy Bebop. Did they do a Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah,
apparently that was like really good.
It was awesome.
Everything I heard, the Yu Yu Hakusho one was good. And from everything I've heard, the One Piece one's really good.
One Piece one is also stellar. So, like, they're extremely 50-50 right now. When they hit, they knock it out of the park. But if they don't hit, then they swung so hard that the bat broke their own fucking knee.
If they're going to do Dragon Ball, I want them to do Dragon Ball, not Z.
Yeah.
Like, do Kid Goku. That's, I feel like, is going to be the more fun one to do.
Might I interest you in, and it's on, I believe, Amazon, there's already a live-action Dragon Ball that I had never heard anyone speak of.
The Chinese-produced one, it's The Magic Returns or something?
Something like that. It's from, I believe, Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but general vicinity, and I watched about half of it before falling asleep, and it's honestly, like, when you look at what year it is, it definitely looks rough, but then you have to think, like, all right, this is not somewhere that, you know, they have something like Hollywood where you can pour the money into it. For what they did, they kind of knocked their shit out of the park, but they're very pick and choose on what is and isn't Dragon Ball, and it's really just, all right, Goku's cool. Let's go with it.
It's like late 80s, I think, isn't it?
Early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the, like, the opening little fight between Goku and Grandpa Gohan is so fucking sick, because they're just doing really stupid wire tricks, and they didn't bother to edit out the wires, and that makes it a little bit more impressive.
Well, it's already better than Evolution, then.
Bro, that piece of shit.
Yeah. No, it 100% is.
Couldn't watch it. White Goku.
Well, from talking about a Japanese legend to a Italian Japanese legend, today is Mario Day.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. March 10th is Mario Day.
You also had me.
I did. I had to segue into that one real good.
Yes, that was a good one.
It was.
They had some pretty big announcements for Mario today.
Well, did we?
Do you guys remember a couple of years ago when Google Maps did the promotion with Mario Day and it changed?
Like, yes, it changed the map to like mushrooms and coins and pipes and shit.
That was so cool. Badass.
It was awesome.
They announced a bunch of Mario titles coming to Switch Online, the GBA ones of golf, tennis, and Dr. Mario.
Ooh, Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
I really wish they would redo Mario Sluggers, because for one, I love baseball and I love Mario. And
Mario Strikers was best.
Strikers was really good.
I like baseball sometimes, but Strikers was fucking awesome.
I won't deny Strikers. Strikers was really good. But Sluggers for the Wii was my shit.
I never played it. I always wanted to.
Could you use the Wii remote when you were playing that one?
I did, yeah.
I remember
like you do on the Wii Sports.
Yes, yeah. The Wii joystick or whatever you call it, you use it to swing, the pitch, use your buttons to throw off speed, fastballs, and curves, and what have you. It's a lot of fun, a whole lot of fun. If they could do something on the Switch, I would be grateful.
I liked Mario Golf, too. And I hate
Mario Golf's fun. I'll have that for the Switch as well. Jennifer and I.
Mario Tennis, motherfucker.
Oh, Mario Tennis is that shit.
I go hard on N64 Mario Tennis.
I saw the other day that they had a Princess Peach game coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty fun.
That's actually going to be next on the list for Jennifer to play. I'm not going to be too involved with that one, but I know Jennifer's going to really want to play it.
You say that until you see her play it and she gets all excited, and then you're going to be like, oh man, I want to play. And then you're going to play a couple rounds, and then you're going to be like, man, this is actually kind of fun.
Yep.
And he'll be talking about it on the podcast.
You're not wrong.
Tyler will have a full Princess Peach review, because I guarantee you, you're going to finish it.
You heard it for your first March 10th at 6:44 p.m.
They also announced they're porting truly the only Paper Mario that matters, Thousand Year Door, to the Switch.
Ah,
fucking finally. Yes. I've been dying to play that game.
They have Mario RPG out on the Switch.
They do. Yeah. I just finished it not that long ago.
Yeah, like really
the one from Super.
Yeah, yes. Katie's got it.
I love fucking Mario RPG.
Mallow's awesome.
I liked Mario Sunshine. Mallow. When I had a GameCube, I'd play Mario Sunshine like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I go kind of back and forth on Sunshine, but I love the design and the music for it.
Oh, it was a fun game.
It's aesthetically the most pleasing Mario to me.
But did any of you play Wonder yet?
No, I need to.
Me and Katie were looking for it last night, and we couldn't find it anywhere. She really wants to play it.
Yeah,
can you just not download it onto your Switch?
Switches have horrible hard drive space, too.
She wants a physical copy.
So Jennifer
physical media is dead, bud.
Jennifer and I did play it, and Jennifer actually beat the game. I was shocked, because that Wonder is one of the hardest ones I've ever played.
I've heard people say. It's a pretty challenging fucking game.
It's difficult, but Jennifer did it, and so more power to her. I don't see how she had the patience for it, but she did it.
It can't be as hard as Mario 64. Come on.
It's pretty hard.
Mario 64 was tough.
I know, but...
I never finished that one.
Shane, I recommend if you're going to play Wonder, eat a lot of gummies.
Is it that trippy?
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
It can't be as trippy as fucking Yoshi's Island with the fucking fuzzies, though.
No.
Oh, the yarn one?
Wonder's fuzzy. Touch fuzzy, get dizzy.
Wonder's pretty bad.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Yoshi World.
They also had the big announcement for the release date for the next Mario movie.
I don't give a fuck about that. Give me Mario Kart fucking 9 or whatever we're on.
Yeah, the best I can give you is a Lego set next year.
Who gives a shit?
The best you can do is fuck off and give me Mario Kart, goddamn.
Yeah, we gotta get it going.
And stop putting Chris Pratt in movies.
I wish they'd just quit giving us DLC shit for this fucking one that's already out. Just make a new fucking game.
Yeah, they will. The Switch 2 is about to drop by next year.
Stop. No, it's not. They said that shit 3 years ago.
No. Now all the patents have already leaked. It's literally, it is very much just a Switch 2. It's a better Switch, but not by as much.
I thought that's what the fucking Switch OLED was a better version of the fucking Switch.
No, the only difference is it's a teeny bit bigger and it has a slightly better screen because it's an OLED screen instead of whatever the fuck the default one is.
It was like when they did the 3DS as opposed to just the DS. Like,
no.
It's the same thing, it's just a little...
Switch 2 is going to be more like 3DS, where it's same gimmick, but a couple more bells and whistles and a little bit beefier.
How'd you guys feel about the 3DS?
I loved it.
I liked
amazing
it.
Amazing system. I think that was...
I've got one somewhere.
It fucked with my eyes like at first. You did just a little slider there?
Yeah, to turn the 3D off, yeah.
I never did the 3D mode.
Play the shit out of Pokemon Platinum on it.
Alpha Sapphire, I think, was the one I had.
Yeah.
And I never got to finish it because when my ex-wife left, she took all my fucking games.
The 3DS was an amazing system. That was like the last true just handheld gaming system.
I'll tell you what was an amazing system. And a Virtual Boy. I had the old Virtual Boy that you put on your fucking head and all it was red.
Yeah.
Fuck with mine so bad.
Shane, you're the only other person I know besides me that does not have a negative thing to say about the Virtual
Fighter. Did you have Virtual Fighter?
I didn't have one. I just knew somebody that did.
Did you play Mario Tennis on the Virtual
Fighter? Yes.
Shit was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Still hurt my head, but it was awesome. That bowling game, I can't remember the name of it.
Nestor's Funky Bowling.
Dude, the soundtrack to that, holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That's hopping.
That shit was rad. I love the Virtual Boy. It was badass.
So we had, speaking of games, and we're on this pretty heavy, we might as well just jump into it. Fortnite released its new season. I know Jake doesn't care, but the other three of us do. So what do you guys think about the new season so far? We got to play with it yesterday.
I'll tell you this. I was the only lucky one that didn't get booted.
Fucking weird, bro.
Yeah, we got to fix that, Fortnite. We got to do something, because I want to play with my friends. And when it goes to, like, a squad, then it's to by myself. I'm fucked. It's just me against different squads of four, and that's bullshit.
What was up with all the server issues? Like,
I don't know. So we did some... So me, JD, Hank, as it's being referred to now, the child...
Oh, okay.
And Tyler,
they
renamed my kid. I'm fucking asleep, right? I'm just jumping into this because it's kind of funny. I'm fucking asleep because you guys know I work nights, so I stay up all night playing video games to just whatever. So I usually sleep about, you know, to 1. And I get my phone vibrates. And I look up and it's a message from fucking Tyler. And he was like, oh, we've renamed your kid Hank. What is it?
Hank Charles Jr.
I get on there and that asshole Richard Jenkins is on there playing with my kid, being a bad influence.
Well.
And he was like, we renamed your kid after your favorite restaurant. And I was like, I fucking hate Hardee's.
When I saw him at TWE yesterday, that was like the first fucking thing he said was that the child has been renamed Hank Carls Jr.
That fucking rules.
Daniel's and, the second. Like, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, Carls Jr.'s his middle name. He'd be Hank Carls Jr. Daniel's the second.
We have to honor your yes. fallen brother.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyways, so we were playing ranked, which we normally don't do, but we were like, we'll give it a shot. And
how'd that fucking go?
We actually did really good, and they actually won a game in rank because what ended up happening was me and Richard Jenkins got kicked out at the same time, so it just left the child and Hank, or Hank and JD, so they sweated their way to a victory.
Honestly, that does sound like a pretty fucking clutch duo of JD and Hank Carls Jr. Daniels the second.
Is.
Yeah, they're very they're like a dog chasing after a car. When they see shots, all you literally hear every fucking time is ooh, shots, and we'll turn our head and either JD bam, or Hank is already like 500 meters away chasing some fucking shots.
Yeah,
while we're sitting here looting, and it's like dude, and then they have the fucking audacity to go, we need help. Where are y'all at? When we get there, when they get there, they've already killed everybody.
Yeah.
No, that's my fucking staple move is calling for help. And then once I realize, I'm fine, I just say it, but not for me.
So I don't know why. It was really funny because Richard Jenkins had like dropped before us. We all put a marker there. And you know, Richard Jenkins, he likes to fuck off and do shit and fuck yeah, with like you the whole time we play.
Yeah.
But we dropped it at Rebel's Roost, and he dropped it the little place before it. And he was like, I need help. I need help real quick. And then I look at the kill feed, and he had already killed the whole squad by himself. And I was like, all right.
I don't know why, but, like, every time we bring up Hank, like, I think about, like, fucking Will's D&D character with his adopted goblin son.
Oh, Bradwood.
Katie just yelled Bradwood from the other room.
I told these guys, I said, I'm going to have to start charging you guys child support because you guys play with the kid more than I do. So
I think if anything, you should be paying us for like daycare shit.
There you go.
Hey.
They're teaching Hank the ways of the wind.
Yeah, I already taught him.
He already knows the ways of the wind. He did pretty good without us. He just now has a squad of people that can somewhat play.
And now we've taught him so many more ways, like how to sell houses illegally.
Yeah. I've taught him all kinds of good traits.
He already filed taxes. You're his dependent now.
Oh, am I? That's why my tax return was ass.
Yeah, Hank Carls Jr. Williams the second's tax return's looking fucking sweet this year.
Before we move on, I do need to throw an idea out there. Hey Jake, what's it gonna take for you to play at the very least one round of squad with us?
Yeah,
we want you to play with us just one fucking time.
All we're asking is once.
It's a free game. It's a free game. It's not like it's going to cost you anything.
But, hear me out, Jake. I'm going to ask more of you. I ask three games.
I'm shit at shooters. Like I'm going to be.
So who cares? Tyler's not that great at it either.
That's a load of horseshit because I remember you playing Battlefield 43 on the PlayStation 3. You're fucking good at it. Don't fucking lie to me. Or them, you're good friends.
Not compared to the people that play that shit all the time. Like
I don't think you understand how bad people are at Fortnite.
Yes, you don't understand.
If my dumbass can win a solo battle royal by myself twice, I know you can. And these guys,
I'm gonna tell you how bad these people are. Here's a prime example. So we had went and wiped this whole entire squad. It was me, JD, Hank, and I want to say. That was it. We kill these guys. We start playing music. They put jam tracks back in now so we can play.
They put it back, thank God.
Yeah, they did.
So I was playing like the fucking lead guitar for fucking Disturbed. JD was singing the vocals to fucking Barbie Girl. And Hank was playing the fucking drums from Mr. Brightside. And this guy literally stops, watches us play the music. We all turn at him and fucking kill him. It was the most hilarious shit ever. Like, he's like sitting there watching us play this music. I don't know if he thought, like, damn, that was actually kind of hard. Or like, what the fuck are these guys doing? But
I've had someone do that before when we were doing the Christmas Buddy Holly mashup, because that one actually sounds fucking like once the Christmas song hits its chorus, something about the bells sync up perfectly with Buddy Holly, and it's truly magical.
I'm telling you, Jake, I'm telling you, you would love, as long as you played with us in groups, and you would love it, I promise you. And like what Shane said, you're not paying for the game, it's free.
I'm still waiting on us all to get Lethal Company to play that one together.
Look, I'm the only one that actually got it. I am the one trying to get y'all to be employed with me.
I want to play it.
Dog, it could run on your laptop. It's a
I'm
fucking
sure it can. It can run
game.
On a fucking potato.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lethal Company. Only on Steam. It's only four player unless you get the mods, but I haven't really figured out how to make those stable, but I also aim too big and try to run it with like 30 mods at the jump.
Jesus.
Listen, I'm an overachiever. But it's so fucking good. You are four little crew members. You go down onto different moons and you have to collect junk, but the little areas you go are randomly generated, and there's various different little monsters, and they all have different rules. And really, there's only like one monster that it's just like there's no rules, you're just gonna die. All of them have like gimmicks that can be worked around to deal with, but most of the time you're too panicked to remember the rules, and that's where the game truly becomes fun. And it has fucking incredible proximity chat. I feel like I've played a good amount of new games so far this year, honestly, and we're only in March. And out of everything I've played that's not a remake of the greatest RPG ever made, Persona 3, Lethal Company fucking squashes every other new release I've tried out this year.
That's a good way of mispronouncing Xenogears.
Yeah.
Did they remake Xenogears this year?
Do they have the balls to do that?
I wish they would.
Do you know the story behind that? You really think they're going to get away with that in 2024? I don't think so.
Yeah. I think they will. Because
I wish they'd just make a new Castlevania game.
Oh, shit.
Or Devil May Cry. Just something.
Listen,
don't tempt them because
that long ago.
Fucking Dante again.
No, they already proved they know what they're doing with Devil May Cry 5. Mm. It is so goddamn good. It's everything we wanted DMC to be, and more.
Now, Metal Gear Solid 3, I think, is going to be a masterpiece.
That's going to be.
Of course it is.
I mean, it was the first time I played it.
To see 60 frames per second 4K Revolver Ocelot juggling the guns and making that dude piss himself. That's, like, honestly kind of the hardest thing a human being could ever do to another person.
Just be Revolver Ocelot?
Just be Revolver Ocelot.
There you go. Wrestling needs more Revolver Ocelot gimmicks.
Hear me out, J-Mo.
Speaking of wrestling, also another game released this week. Finally, 2K24 came out. 40 Years of WrestleMania. Jake and me got it 3 days early. And
I waited for the actual one because, honestly, I do kind of regret it, because if I had gotten the 3 days early one, literally the only thing extra is you're just going ahead and getting the season pass. And I probably will regardless. But by the time I realized it, I'd already pre-ordered it and couldn't cancel. And there wasn't just like an upgrade your pre-order. It's like, oh, you want this one? Give me $100 now.
Yeah, I canceled mine and got that one back.
I couldn't figure out how, so I just
It did give me the option to buy the one version that you got. Like, I bought the regular one, and I didn't mean to buy that one, and I went and canceled it. But when I went to go upgrade it, I was going to see if I could just upgrade it to the 40 years of WrestleMania one, but it only let me go to the next level. And I'd say you probably had to buy that level, and then it would charge you like $30 more for the other one. It was weird how they had it done. But I straight up went for
40 years mode.
My first match, though, was a solid. It was Memphis-y as fuck. So I wanted to try out Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Which, man, they fucking tanked him. Like, clearly there's still just that little bit of Vince in this game with that ill will towards Billy, because he is dog shit in this game. Why? No, I'm sorry, but why am I having a really hard time putting away Robert Roode?
Because it's Robert Roode.
Isn't he rated like 60 something too?
Yeah, he's like a 68 or some shit. He hasn't even
Robert Roode?
That's disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
No, what's disrespectful? What's disrespectful respectful is the fact that Kurt Angle is rated lower
than Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah, that,
dude, that Logan is Paul disrespectful. AI is monstrous.
Yeah, we need to fix that, you 2K. Let's
I threw on just the AI match just to see how it would kind of handle it, and I just did a chamber for the US title belt and specifically set it up so Logan would go ahead and drop it at the beginning, made him the first entrant. Oh my god, he's unstoppable.
Is he like Gunther?
A little bit.
Oh fuck.
Because like literally, like me and Hank would make AI matches, and you know, we're like, man, we're gonna get this Intercontinental title off of fucking him.
No,
and
you're not.
In the last game, like, literally, he would have no health and still be kicking out and still win the fucking match with no health. And he was ranked like an 80-something at that point.
Walter, so, strong!
Walter ended up
he beat Roman, who was a 99.
Good.
Yeah, no, I had that go down in a Rumble. Roman came on middle of the stack, but Walter was, like, the first or second person in. And won the whole goddamn Rumble. So now,
hell yeah,
I think I'm just gonna have to reset my universe mode, because I can't have him be my double mid card champ.
You're a dickhead if you do.
Because this man, Iron Man, the fuck out of it, kept beefing with Roman in the Rumble, and then it comes down to final two of them two and fucking Joaquin Wilde. And of course they immediately truck out Joaquin, and then it's why is like I get it, it's Walter, but also I think he might have the actual strongest fucking AI, because he was all red for almost the entire fucking Rumble. No health, nothing stored.
Yeah, it's crazy though. The game is super fun. I like a lot hadn't changed, but they did add subtle little stuff that makes the game more immersive. Like when Jey Uso comes out, you know, the crowd starts doing the whole waving the hand things. During like matches, shit, you know, they count with you. If you're like at a 5-star match and you're doing like, I've noticed too on 5-star matches, towards the end, like those guys are dead ass tired and like the punches are weaker. Their finishing moves don't hit as hard because they're tired. But one of the things that they did add that is super cool is super finishes.
Ooh. The first one,
Triple H's, is probably the best because it's a fucking Pepsi plunge off the fucking turnbuckle.
Oh, that's
the only one of those I've gotten to pull off was the
Sammy's
Brainbuster.
Damian Cross or not Damian Cross, Damian Priest has one. And it's this super choke slam off the top. Roman's is, I want to say, a super Superman punch. So Cody's like is the jump? Three crossroads. Yeah. Which is cool because they count. That's another little small detail. Mm-hmm. When you hit them, like they'll count with them. And the cool thing about the super finishers, it doesn't even matter if you got resiliency. You can't kick out of them.
Have y'all noticed the I feel like this was not in any of the previous ones, but there will be just like random little voices in the crowd where like you can actually hear what someone is saying.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah, I don't remember that from last year.
I like that. That's a nice little touch. It feels very... I don't feel like I ever noticed that on TV, but it feels more like an actual live environment where you're actually just drowning in all that chitter chatter. And I love the camera flashes. They brought that shit back.
Yes. Do you guys know that you can play with ramp cam now?
Yep.
Like in the old Here Comes the Pain games?
Yeah, but I'd rather keep it on hard cam.
Yeah.
For emergency purposes.
Have you done an ambulance match?
Yes.
Not yet.
In My Rise, I did one, yes.
I feel like I'm missing out on this because I didn't download the game yet.
You're really not.
You're not. You're just getting an upgraded version of 2K23 with an updated roster and small style stuff. Like
small little things. It's just a lot of nice little small changes that they all stack up. But there's nothing that is truly like a massive game changing update. It's all just like the strike exchange is a super small little thing. Like weapons work just a little bit smoother.
I got you.
Like you can smash people's face into the top of trash can now.
Yeah. The flaming table spots work a little bit better now.
Oh yeah.
They upgraded GM mode because that's something that me and Hank do all the time.
I haven't touched that yet. Which
it's a lot harder than last year's.
Last year's was really easy.
This is like super hard this year.
I kind of like that.
Have you guys done the My Rise yet?
I haven't. The Deadlock Pro Wrestling knockoff one. With the women's storyline.
Gets ridiculous later.
Already it was just cracking me up at like, here you are, the champion for legally distinct DPW. Which the TBD initial was chef's kiss, especially because they never said what it would stand for.
Yes.
That was a beautiful touch. But I basically just made my person, she's essentially just a really tall black Jordan Grace.
Well,
so fucking funny in the little cutscene at the beginning where, like, I made her super heavyweight. And she's standing there being like, I'm just not really the type that WWE likes.
You're exactly the type WWE likes.
No, and then one of the other people is like, they would fucking love you. And then you're just like, nah, not with these fucking pythons, brother.
The story gets really silly later. Like, I feel like somebody that wrote the My Rise women side of it played the AEW game. And they started doing some really silly shit with it. Like,
good. About that was the best part of the AEW game.
No, I mean, like, in a bad way, it's really silly.
Oh.
And it starts kind of not making any sense. And, they do that shit where, like, they'll throw you in fucking ring gear that you don't want to be in. And you're like, I spent all this time making this character, and you're going to change my fucking gear without me being able to do anything about fuck you. Like, it sucks.
So it's like real WWE.
Yeah, actually, because there's an entire bit where your character bitches about, like, the shit that they're making them wear. And, like, you get an achievement for one of the stories, and they refer to it as the Gripe Bomb. Because, like, they send you out in this stupid outfit, and then you take Byron Saxton's headset, and you just cut this fucking promo about how management's stupid, and they're making you wear all this stupid shit. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good. That's all right. But, like it starts strong, but, like, towards the end it starts to falter. I haven't played the men's one yet, but...
I haven't either, because I didn't realize that's how they were doing it at first, so I just picked that one. And then I actually ended up restarting it just because I thought I somehow skipped something.
Mm.
And I was really confused at first.
Yeah.
But...
I did it to me, too, because it throws you into that first... Well, it throws you into that first match, and you can't, like, edit your fucking moveset or anything. You're like, well, did I skip something?
exactly. It put me into that, and I started doing it, and then was like, wait a second. Did I somehow just, like, completely bypass character creation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That part stinks, but I haven't played the fucking men's side of it yet, but...
The storyline seems way less intriguing, too, because it's just like, oh, Roman dropped the belt. Who will step up?
Yeah.
The answer is Shelton Benjamin, but you fired him.
So, Jake.
Yep.
You were griping about some baseball stuff.
Oh, man.
You and your fucking scripted sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you watch that fake ass baseball? You know?
You leave baseball alone, you son of a bitch.
There's obviously why don't you go watch that
fake ass Super Bowl?
There's obviously a dude with a matching green screen bird holding the ball. It's so obvious. Come on, guys.
The yearly baseball release, MLB The Show, did an announced trailer for a new mode they're doing where you can, you know, play as a female coming up in the pros, and that's not happened since the fucking 40s. Like, the girls didn't have their own pro league until the 40s because all the men were at war, so they had to do something, right? And I not watched the trailer. Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I watched the trailer, and then for some reason, because I'm a masochist, I went into the comment section. And the misogyny and the tiny dick energy exuded in this comment section.
For fuck's sake.
If you will allow me, I will read some of these.
I saw some of them that you screenshot it, and yeah.
Here's one. Men pave the way with greatness, and then women ruin it in the end with literally everything.
Jesus.
If women tried to play in MLB in real life within 10 seconds, they'd give up or demand MLB to change the game to accommodate their physical shortcomings.
Wow. That's,
there's been women to play in MLB, though, longer than there 10 has. Seconds. Has there not? There I thought there was.
No.
I thought there was a pitcher.
She was in the minors. That was that girl that pitched for the Lookouts for one game and struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig back to back, and then they kicked women from the game completely because they thought baseball was too stressful for them.
Too stressful striking out a couple fucking goats.
Yeah, right?
Have these guys not seen the movie A League of Their Own? Like,
yeah, that was the one about the league during the 40s.
Yeah.
And some guys are like, we'll just give them a mode like that, and it's like, that's not the point, motherfucker. Like, I got, like, legitimately upset, and so did Katie. Like, she likes baseball just as much as I do. And she's like, I want to play this now. And there was one guy that replied to a comment that I had. And because I told him, like, maybe, like, keep your, you know, fucking ignorant comments to your fucking self. There are people out there that want to play this. And he was like, well, your girlfriend represents less than 1%, and this isn't going to make a dent in it financially or whatever. And I was like, you know, sometimes you do shit for a reason other than monetary gain, you fucking Cro-Mag. Like,
I figured they would be upset because they would be putting the Negro League in there.
You know, it's funny you say that, because...
That's what I thought they'd be upset about. Like, well, if they're upset about women...
Well, this is the second year they've done it, but, like, it's funny you
just
say
you
that.
Just wait till they hear about what else they've got going on. So they're doing the Women's League and then the All-Black League from the 50s and 40s?
They're not doing a Women's League. They're doing a women's-based career mode as an extra to the normal career mode. So this is an optional mode that affects nothing, and these guys are this pissed about it.
It's a fucking video game. Come on, dude.
It reminds me a lot of whenever Doom Eternal came out, and there was this one dude on Twitter, he was bitching and moaning about the little super cannon thing that you have in Eternal, where, like, once you rack up enough of the points, it's basically just an insta-kill on some big dude.
Yeah.
And this dude's complaining about, he's like, it makes it too easy, da-da-da-da-da-da. And the dev responds to him and just says, you control what buttons you press.
That's just like the dudes that I saw a guy on Twitter many, many years ago who commented on a post for Overwatch, and he was like something about he didn't want to play with these people, they weren't whatever, and apparently he was in a lower rank and was upset about it, and the developer got on there and said, yeah, this is called skill-based matchmaking, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and he got so pissed. Well, I love when the fucking developers respond to shit like that.
Well, like, the whole thing with this is, like, it's not even, like, a social justice warrior thing. Like, this is, like, hey, there are other people that like this game. Like, Tyler can attest to this. Jennifer plays the career mode on that thing every fucking year because Tyler gets it every year.
And she plays
can't make herself if she wants. Now she can. And these motherfuckers are that threatened and that pissed off that female baseball fans gasp exist and can make them fucking selves in this fucking game. Like, and they had you for it.
Yeah, and they don't mind in their fucks. They're so stuck on their mindset of what things have to be, and it's just such bullshit. Like, I'm so happy
suggestive.
I'm so happy that Jennifer's able to make a character on the show. That makes me genuinely happy. And for these
Katie wants to pre-order this now because of it.
Yeah. And I plan on doing the same myself. At first, we were like, I don't know. But this came out, I was like, hey, Jennifer gets to be Jennifer, not Jay.
I really think these guys forget that women exist in the gaming spectrum anyways.
That was the crux of a lot of their arguments.
Yeah.
Is that girls that play video games don't exist. And more so
bullshit. I know plenty of them.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole argument of like, oh, well, they don't play these kinds of games. Like, what does that even mean? This is literally that dumb shit that happened with Starfield all over again, where everybody was getting all bent out of shape because you can choose your pronouns in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that one dude that looked a lot like the villain from Dune that was fucking freaking out all over the internet about it.
Well, I think with this, like, this whole comment section thing pissed me off so much. Like, this one specific thing was, they have their own sport. They have softball. Let them have that. And in my head, it just clicked. I was like, you motherfuckers sound like the same people before 1947 when Jackie Robinson, the first black guy to play in the majors, got to go. There were people that said, the blacks
have
their own league. Let them have that. And it's that fucking ridiculous. So if any of you listening, for any reason, hate women this much, do us a favor and don't listen to our fucking show. We don't want you around. I know that might be cutting our fucking audience, but fuck you. Go away. It's 2024, dude.
It's hard for people to accept that, but now that we've got that done, we want to send a couple of shout outs.
Human fucking beings, dude.
I've got to tell you guys a story after we get off here about some stuff like that. Anyways,
sorry to be a bummer about that, but that shit been bothering me for a couple of fucking days, and I've been holding on to that, and I wanted to put it on a fucking podcast.
Well, and that's gave you the space. And
it's fucking irritating, dude.
It is irritating. We also want to send some shout outs, though, to a couple of guys. Toby Farley making his first trip to Japan, and then Jaden for his second tour over in the UK. Saw a couple of videos.
If you haven't seen any of the clips, he's kicking ass over there too. If you haven't seen any of the
clips, I watched a couple of clips on Snapchat. Me and him are friends on Snapchat, and saw a couple of clips that he posts. Looks really super dope.
There's a couple over there tearing it up. O'Shea Edwards over there tearing it up.
There's a couple of the shows from the first time Jaden went that are actually on fucking Peacock, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because WXW is on Peacock. So it's like, hey, my buddy made it to the network already. How about that? Let's go, Jaden. Also, great job, Toby. Hopefully I'm not too far fucking behind you on the whole Japan thing.
Yeah, he's going over there with now former TWE Tag Team Champion, the Boy Hardway Heater. We love Heater.
Heater's going?
Yeah, Heater's part of the same tour.
Yep,
fuck yeah, dude. That's I like Heater, man.
It's fucking sick. I love that because I remember seeing his first ever fucking death match in Indianapolis.
I mean, I just like it. I'm just stoked for Heater, though, for coming back from that whole neck thing, man. Like,
exactly. That's a fantastic story, yeah.
Literally went from you're likely never going to step in the ring again to now he's getting to go and work BJW.
Right, man.
And that's pretty much as good as it can fucking get for you if you are a deathmatch wrestler.
Oh, sure. Like, BJW is what FMW used to be.
Exactly. It's like, that's what every deathmatch worker dreams of, is getting to work there and getting to work Freedoms.
Correct me if I'm wrong, is not Big Japan, like, didn't, like, Foley work Big Japan? No, that's IWA. Never mind.
IWA.
Wrong one. IWA. Never mind.
So it's Derek Neal, Landon Hale. They're in Germany as well, right?
Yes, they're also in Germany. Rachel Armstrong is over there.
Shoes is over there, right?
Shoes
is going to the UK.
Is,
okay.
Yeah, he's not part of the Germany shit, but he's going to the UK. And then I know that, I don't know if he's over there yet, but I believe Priest is supposed to be joining them at some point.
Priest
but
is in Germany.
He was just over working Nick Wayne on Collision.
Yep.
And then Darian was working Ring of Honor.
See, well, look, good people getting good things for themselves.
Moves.
It's always nice to hear.
It is.
Now, if I can just get some money, my ass will be with them. You know, I'll be doing Japan.
See, if you would join us at Fortnite, we could do like a fundraiser for you and we can get it going, right, fellas?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll start a
Fortnite Twitch or fundraiser.
Something. Yeah. Well, time for some life advice. And this week, I was looking at the price of virtual headsets. Very expensive.
Okay.
So my life advice is, if you can't afford it, just close your eyes and wish you had one.
All right. It works. That doesn't work.
It does. I did it.
And now he don't need VR anymore.
Exactly. I'm living in VR right now. This is VR.
Okay, but I've closed my eyes and just imagined myself on my fucking Japan excursion, and that hasn't happened yet.
You're not doing it.
You're already
correctly.
Back.
You already did it. You have the memory.
It was a VR. VR like venereal reaction?
No. Virtual reality headset.
Visceral Roombas.
Just close your eyes and just imagine everything you want, and it's there. You like? See, I'm doing it right now.
Dicks.
They can't see you. Man. They can't see you.
You can't see me. What am I, John Cena now? Yeah.
And on that note, Jake, what do they need to do?
Bring Shane some dicks.
Yeah.